You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, sweet souls. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Ian Shelley. It is so amazing to have you here in the collective energy with us all in the Wisdom of the Ancients orb. The Wisdom of the Ancients series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, maybe lost knowledge, maybe knowledge that is coming through right now, maybe that which is wanting to be remembered, not only from our own planet and our own world, but from all realms, all galaxies, all dimensions, converging now to this time-space reality that we find ourselves in. And so we call on the ancient ones, we call on the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us today and to open our hearts so that we may feel the vibration that is coming through. We have an exciting show planned for you today. Let me introduce our next guest to you. Danielle Brooks, creation singer, mystic mentor, and healer. Danielle didn't realize it, but her life had been in a slow motion free fall for a long time. Then in 2001, her life fell apart. She was diagnosed with cancer, left an unhealthy marriage, and moved across the world only to find herself alone at ground zero on 9/11. In putting herself back together through many forms of natural healing, pain was a patient teacher. In 2005, the Divine Mother began to sing through Danielle, weaving intricate codes of creation. They are the pure and timeless heart songs of the universe. A new form of vibrational medicine emerged, one that combined her training in psychic surgery with codes of creation and profoundly healing for body, mind, and soul. The many beings of light that sing through her are unconditionally loving. They release trauma and spark sacred remembering to help you create a new path forward, turning pain into joy. An eternal student of the light, Danielle draws on a diverse background in mysticism and shamanism. She holds a doctorate in human development and religion and creates a sacred space for self-healing and for love to do what love does best. You may not realize it, but your greatest gifts have come from the deepest challenges. Scars really become marks of beauty. Danielle invites you to experience this transformation too. So it gives me great joy to welcome Danielle to the show. Welcome, Danielle.
Oh, thank you so much. It is such a joy to be here with everybody today.
Everyone I know is really looking forward to experiencing you and feeling what you are going to be bringing forth for the community. So let me share with everyone. Today, Danielle is going to be talking about the true power of surrender, your divine embodiment. At the end of the call, there's going to be a beautiful activation, a powerful activation to support you with what you most need now. So if you'd like to speak to Danielle and ask her a question, *2 to raise your hand. So *2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone or if you're on the webinar, put your name in along with your question and we'll get to as many as we can. And then also, there is going to be very, very shortly a beautiful process to begin with. So, Danielle, why don't we go ahead and get started with that and just share with everyone what you plan on taking us through. And then, by all means, let's go ahead and start this off in that way.
Wonderful. I can't wait. Welcome, everyone. I want to invite you to come into this space. Your presence is unique. Your energy is divine. And we couldn't do this work today. We couldn't do what we are doing here on earth, which is being embodiments of love, being instruments of love and awakening to that without you. And so as we open for this call now, let's open with a prayer. And I invite you to come sit with me here. Take a moment. Close your eyes. And let's breathe together. Allow yourself to come into the stillness of the present now moment, here together. Imagine, if you will, as you breathe, that you are seated at the most beautiful round table. There is a seat here for you. There is a seat here for everyone. Come, take your rightful place. Divine Master, and breathe together with me. and let us open this sacred circle together, because the truth is, none of us could do this without you. We need one another, and it is as one that we create what is new, what we are birthing within ourselves and all the world around us. And so I invite you to take the deepest, most luxuriant breath and breathe in and place your hand on your heart and allow your breath to deepen and fill you. Can you be open to receiving today, here, now, in this circle? Can you allow yourself to be wrapped in this love? Can you allow yourself to be open to the wisdom that is in you? The heart song that wants to sing, and the beauty that you are to be reflected back. Breathe in, and let us begin with gratitude. Thank you for the love that surrounds us at this table. Thank you for the love that is my breath. Thank you for the miracle of life that I am. And thank you for the miracle of life that I see reflected all around me. Allow yourself to be here and to rest in this peace as we begin this work tonight. May it seed within you divine memory and peace. And may that begin with gratitude for the abundance that you are in your I Am presence. And so let us give thanks now. Thank you for my body, for my health, and for my breath. Thank you for the richness of life. Thank you for the infinite possibilities and probabilities that I am now ready to open up and call in. Thank you for the clarity that I seek, that I know is coming. Thank you for the wonderment, and thank you for the joy. Thank you for the beauty and the harmony. Thank you for the divine eyes with which I am willing to see myself now, here. Thank you for the gift of life that I am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I invite you to breathe this in as we open this circle. I call forth all the beings of love from the many mansion worlds of the divine, the ancestors, the future ancestors, those you work with that you know are divine from infinite worlds that are here to uphold the design of grace, love, and truth. Let us call forth the masters, the Elohim, the archangels, the cosmic beings. Known and unknown, seen and unseen, your loved ones, your future loved ones, may they stand around us now, and may we be open and receptive to their love, that it might come through in our time here, and that it may seed great dreaming, and may it seed within you a knowing that you're loved. You are so loved. Amen, and so it is. Let's take a deep breath and let's begin the play.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for leading us through that process. Just lovely. So, Danielle, I wanted to talk about divine surrender. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talk about surrendering to the divine. And I think we have intellectually a certain concept of what that means.
Yeah.
And we go through cycles where we surrender, we feel we're surrendering, and then we kind of close up a little bit. and we find that we're leading our own lives and we're not offering our lives to the divine. Can you share with us, maybe so we have a framework and context around what it truly does mean to surrender to the divine?
Absolutely. I love that question. First and foremost, everything is a process. Just as we breathe, we inhale and we exhale. And so the universe as well, everything is an expansion and a contraction. So as I talk about what divine surrender is, understand that I am speaking of the process that you're already in and that I'm already in. And we fall out and we come back in. And that's the beautiful dance. It's the dance of allowing ourselves to know when we are in it and when we are out of it and how to come back in. And that's how we begin to birth it. So when I'm talking about divine surrender, I am talking about something that is not passive and it's not a defeatist. It is truly about letting go of the need to know how, when, and why. It's about letting go of the need to react, control, or direct what you think could, should, would, or must happen. And you know what I mean when I say that, right? It's the ways that we keep ourselves small. And it's really about allowing the power of your heart and your soul and your essence self to guide, inspire, create something completely new. And here's the most beautiful thing about it. Surrender is about surrendering the limited control of the mind to actively engage the limitless control of spirit that's already happening inside of you. And when we actively meet that and allow for the limitlessness and we develop faith, which is full acceptance in the heart, oh man, that's when the miracles happen. And they happen all the time.
Beautiful. So looking at your own life, I know you've had cycles in your own life, as all of us have, but certainly when we shared a little bit about your background, you went through some challenges in your own life. I'll call them challenges. You might call them something else. But can you talk a little bit around your own life and how your willingness to surrender has created miracles in your life?
Yeah, thank you. I wouldn't be alive and I wouldn't be here if I had not surrendered. And I will tell you that I am the world's slowest learner, because I kept deep diving into some incredible pain. And I had a lot of trauma. And as you introduced, I mean, that story, you know, in 2001, right after 9/11, I was homeless. I had cancer. I'd moved from Australia. I didn't know anybody in New York. I had been three blocks from the World Trade Center. I had just left a very unhealthy marriage. I had just lost two babies in miscarriage. I was lower than low. And I will tell you, in that moment, I decided to stay in New York. And I surrendered to where I was at and what was going on. And it wasn't like a beautiful, you know, rainbow lights came on. It was a sickening sense within myself of, I have to do this. I was compelled to remain in the one place that everybody on earth was trying to get out of. That was my surrender. That was probably my biggest surrender, of going from victim to victor. But I didn't know it at the time. It takes time. It takes time, because when you're in the deep cycle of processing through pain and into a place of wholeness, it's really hard to see how everything fits together. But if we fast forward 5 years later, I stayed in New York, and by staying there with not a penny to my name and not knowing anybody, and I had stage four cancer at this point, I stayed. And what I did, most importantly, was I kept life really simple, because I couldn't handle anything more. It was moment to moment. And at the time, I didn't realize the wisdom, the gift in staying present. Because if you try to make plans too far ahead, you fall down. And you're filled with anxiety. And then if you just keep bringing in the stories from the past, oh my God, you're paralyzed with fear. So it was one thing at a time. and it was survival. And at that point, that kept making me come to this place of surrendering. And 4 years later, cancer-free, I am singing these codes that are coming through me. And again, that was complete surrender because I couldn't understand light language and there was no one and nothing that was a context for what was coming through me. And that again was another surrender because I started to realize that if I tried to understand the work, I would limit it. It was a full love experience that I was honored and deeply humbled at the presence of spirit that would flow through me and that I would witness and people in front of me, knowing that this is the same spirit. Mm-hmm. So the surrender has led me continually. And every time I've thought, you know, God, I know what I'm going to do with this, or I know where life's going to go, I get hit in the face. You know, I go through these upgrades, energetic upgrades, as we all do, and they're huge. And sometimes for me, the first thing that happens is I lose my voice. And I'm not talking for days or weeks. I'm talking for months. I've just come out of 7 years of deep stillness. And so I never know where Source is leading me, but I made a commitment many years ago to open up and to follow the song of my heart into the root of truth. And I do not know where it's going to lead. I don't need to know. I'm just showing up and saying yes. And that's allowing for this wonderful opportunity for me to be with you. And this incredible opportunity to meet beautiful people like the people that are here on the call, mm-hmm. that are going through their own, you know, awakenings and challenges and turbulence. And I am so honored to be in your presence because I see you and I see the courage it takes to journey through that pain and to continually get up and say, I still want love. I still want to be. I want forgiveness. It's like this spirit inside of you that is so powerful and it's beyond your mind. It is your essence. And so the surrender is embracing it, embracing who you are, as you are, all your bumps, your lumps, oh my God, your past. I was so ashamed of my past for a long time and the choices that I made. I didn't make good choices. I chose to disempower myself time and time again. I gave my power away in personal relationships and all different kinds of ways. But you know what? The difference of surrender and how that can hone a deep sense of self-love for yourself is when you use it. Mm-hmm. Use everything to nourish the love that you are because then you will start to see the love that is within everything. And that in itself is a miracle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for that. You know, I think what I'm hearing people asking, mm-hmm. Danielle, because often we find that when our lives are seemingly in a place where we are in despair, we drop to our knees mm-hmm. and we have, in this community, people who are all on all parts of the continuum, on the spectrum, so to speak, at different places in their lives. And so I think what I'm hearing is people saying, how do I start? You know, is it a decision? Is it dropping into the heart? Is it, you know, what is it where you kind of flip that switch? I know you said it's a process, or begin mm-hmm. that process to actually live in surrender, because it's easy to say, for me, for example, to say, okay, divine, I surrender not only every single second, but my life, and I'm going to serve you and others. And then tomorrow I'm back to my normal ways.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that look like for people who are truly asking that question, who truly do want to make that change?
Thank you for asking that. Three things. We're going to walk through them. Three things it requires. And I will tell you that I am often terrified at sitting on the cusp of the unknown. And you, Ian, you know full well, I've just come out of 5 weeks of being evacuated from my home for yet another flood, second time in 3 years. I'm getting moved.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting moved. And I don't know where I'm going. I have no clue. I have no vision, no nothing. I have to keep leaning in, and it's terrifying. So I just want to say I honor everyone who is asking that question. So of the three things, number one, stay present. And this is essential because everything happens in the now moment. Don't jump ahead. Don't try to make three steps, four steps ahead. Stay here. Stay now. Let go of multitasking. Give yourself as much space and time as you need to be where you're at. We're so busy doing that we don't know how to be. So stay present. Keep life simple. Simplify as much as you can. And that might even be an external thing of letting go of outdated clutter in your life, or it can be letting go of inner clutter and stories and woundedness, you know, but stay present and start to let yourself be here in this moment. Number two, and this is so important, understand that you are not supposed to do this on your own. Call in divine support. None of us are supposed to be navigating alone. That's part of the great illusion of separation. So start, you know, as you said, you get down on your knees. And often that implies kind of a begging or a sense of powerlessness. And I'm not saying that's what you're saying, but for me it was. You know, when I get down on my knees, I'm usually feeling totally in my place of powerlessness. It's about realizing that the divinity is in you. You are divine by the simple birthright that you exist, and everything that exists is divine. And so start calling in divine support, be it cosmic, be it your ancestors, be it animals that you have loved, pets that have passed over. They're divine. They are masters. Call in the goddess, call in God, call in your angels. It matters not what name you give it, but start inviting in the divine and ask them for support, for guidance. Claim your divinity and align with the divinity that is around you. This is essential because when you do this, you start being open to the help that is here, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to hear it or see it. This will gently fuel you. It will gently start to buoyant you. And it's amazing because sometimes what happens is the guidance will come, you know, in a song that you hear. Or you might be standing in line and the person behind you says something and it is so on point and they're not even talking to you. But that's how spirit, that's how the divine communicates with you. We just have to open the door. So number two is open the door and ask, and then be ready to listen. And we listen with number three, and that is by letting your heart guide you. Literally, think with your heart. Within you, there is already all the wisdom. There's a perfection to everything that is going on, and it's accessible when we learn how to get present, still, open up to the divine, and breathe and connect in. Ask your heart, and you can do this right now. Give yourself space. Place your hand on your heart, and the easiest way to get into your heart, especially when you're in a place of fear or pain, is bring up the image of someone or something that you deeply love. I mean, your love is so unconditional. And, you know, if you're a mother, maybe it's the moment when you saw your baby. Or maybe it's a cherished pet of yours. Oh, my God. Or maybe it's a sacred place that you've been to that just fills you Sit with that now. Let it fill you. Let the love that you have for that fill you. And when it has fully filled you, let go of the image of them and just breathe into that love. And then let that love fill you and circulate as love that you are. And when you've done this, and when you've let that fill, that fullness of love be, ask your heart, what do I need most? What quality do you, my beautiful heart, most want to cultivate, live, and be now? Show me what you need, my beloved heart and soul. I'm ready. I'm listening. And that's the space. That's the space where you begin the conversation between you and your divine self. Ask your heart to show you what a yes feels like, what a no feels like. Begin to check in with your heart before you make any decisions. Let your heart guide you. And it's moment to moment to moment. Receive it fully. Bask in it. I'm talking about creating a love affair between you, your personality, your sense of meanness, and your most exquisite self, your essence, your soul, your radiant heart. This is how you expand your intuition. This is how you begin to start getting guidance. This is how you know what is true for yourself, and you can be authentic, because your heart will always lead you into a greater experience of love.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. Ah, so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that wisdom.
It's a simple thing, but it takes practice. And like all great things, it's a practice.
Yeah.
You know, but we really are being invited to understand that the only thing that matters is your state of being. It's not what you do. It's the energy that you hold, that you are allowing to flow through you from the divine. Because then that becomes effortless. That becomes something that nourishes and sustains you. You receive it. And it emanates out. It's effortless. But the most important thing here, and I say this mostly to the people that are on this call, because you're on this call because you already have big, beautiful hearts. But quite often what that means is that you have confused servant with service. And you give to others rather than being able to receive fully. And often this depletes us, and it feels endless. And so the receiving is you and your heart, and basking in that energy and letting it fill you. And knowing that once it has filled you, then it will express as need be in this world. But that is not the most important thing. What matters is that you receive from the divine so that you may give to the divine. And so goes the flow. It's endless.
I personally am very, very eager to hear your incredible toning and song, your sacred song that you mentioned earlier on in the call as well, Daniel. But before we do that, I'd love to ask you around your work with the sacred sites. And messages you've received, where you've been around the globe, which sites have called to you, some of the messages you've received from the ancient ones while you've traveled there.
Okay, wonderful. I have been a traveler my whole life. I've lived all over the world, and I've been guided, and often unknown. I was guided, even into this work. I mean, it wasn't something that I wanted to do. It was something, I can remember being in the highlands in Papua New Guinea and in Irianjaya in Indonesia, and I meet healers. I kept meeting elders, wise ones. And so I started to realize that this was very much a calling. And of course, it took me to go through what I went through in 2001 to finally fully surrender. But in the course of this, over the last 19 years, I have been guided to many different sacred sites around the world, known and also discreetly cultivated. Because what I am noticing is that as a collective, we are now at a precipice where we can activate on such a wide scale. The star codes that are within each of us, and that as we reach into this sense of into oneness and unity, we're now able to come into this beautiful harmony of understanding that we are nature. And so nature uses us. And I often think that my time going to these sacred sites, I kind of feel like a bumblebee, you know? I just like to go and visit all these flowers, and unbeknownst to me, I'm carrying all kinds of pollen on my booty. You know, and it gets shared, and I see this all the time, because I just recently, in the past couple of months, I've been to Greece, Brazil, Arizona, and Hawaii, and I'm amazed, because I will find myself, say, in a sacred cave where you know there's alone in a sacred cave when there should be a lot of people. And the songs will start to sing through me, and I'll notice a familiarity, which is the mountain in Greece, the Urea in Greece, is suddenly talking to the cave in Hawaii, and they're coming through in the song. And when I say an Urea, Urea are the primordial divine beings, and I had been on a mountaintop in Greece where there was a prehistoric Acropolis, and these Urea were singing through me. And the beautiful message that I find time and time again, which is so important, is come and be with us. If there is one message, it is this: place your feet upon me. Place your feet within the crystalline center of this earth, and know that there is a place for you. Exactly and only for you. And rest in this peace. Breathe into this. Allow the energy of Gaia to fill you and to spark a unification. Allow the ancients of, in Arizona, it was the Anasazi in Monument Valley that sang. They sang to help us lift our grief. Allow the fires of transmutation, the alchemical fires, to take your pain and transform them into gold. Allow yourself to be at one with all that is, knowing that we are not separate, we are not other. We are children of light. And we are children of this earth, and there are many aspects of the divine within all of these sacred sites that are here to hold us so that we can remember our star lineage, our purpose, which is to be true, true to who we are, to bring forth the qualities and to birth on this earth now the essences that we carry inside of ourselves. We've all incarnated here now because this is the most rare and exquisite and precious time to be on earth. And we incarnated into some of the most vibrationally dense places on this earth because we are here to seed unity. And often that meant that we needed to forget our star lineage. We needed to forget the truth of who we are. And we had to forget so that we could experience separation, duality, and fear and literally transmute it from the inside out. And that's what you're doing, every one of you. That's what I'm doing. And these songs that are sung from the sacred places, they are to allow ourselves to be fully receptive. And as that happens, it also allows the earth to bring back the ancients, to bring forward the future ancients and their wisdom, and to activate it now so that there is no space and time, so that we are able to come fully online with all of our lifetimes and with all of the light, and to see this as what it is, which is a grand experience of moving into powerlessness, the illusion of it, so that we can expand into the true power of love and light and creation that we are here.
Beautiful, Danielle. Thank you so much. This is such an amazing show. I just love being here. Sometimes I just wish I could be the listener too and just soak it all up. I am, but, you know. I'd love for you to share your sacred songs with everyone right now, if that's okay with you.
Okay, you want us to go right into a transmission, huh?
Let's do a transmission. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Let's do this. And here's the thing, guys. Every time we sing, it's different. And when I say we, I'm talking about everyone on this call and anyone who's going to be listening to this call in the future, because there's no space and time. The really beautiful thing about this is that these are the heart songs of creation, and there is a heart song that is within you. And in fact, when you leave this mortal coil, you are known by your heart song. You are known by the quality of love that you hold for yourself. And so that is the invitation for you to come into this space with, because you are literally singing this with me. We are one. It is sung through me. It is sung through you as you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Beautiful. So as we do this, I want to invite everyone. I know that there are people on this call that have got physical pain, that have got questions. They've got a lot of fear and doubt. And I want to invite you that if you would love healing on a particular part of your body, place your hand there. Or if you are needing clarity and clarification, place it on your heart. Allow yourself to work with this. Allow yourself to intuitively do what you feel like doing. You might just fall asleep, which is also awesome. But the invitation is that here we are at the circle together, and I want to ask you in your heart right now to place in this circle a quality of soul that you are ready, that you are asking, needing to cultivate in your life. It may be something like courage. It may be faith. It may be humor. It may be love. It may be peace, joy, gentleness, compassion, cooperation, inspiration. You know what I mean? I want to invite you to feel into your heart and ask your heart, what is the quality of soul? And I'm going to ask you as you're doing this, that perhaps, Ian, as you're doing it, what are you getting?
I'm getting a return to essence. Return to essence.
And if you feel into that, what does essence feel like for you? Just in this moment. It'll change, right, and evolve. But just in this moment.
It feels like really my God self, the aspect of the divine that is within me, that is within every single one of us. The the creator, the creatrix.
Wonderful. I want to invite you to go in and hold that intent and breathe that through your body. Work with your breath as you're receiving these codes to expand, to activate, to integrate, and to align with the infinite love of your God self. May it express through you fully, completely, and may it saturate every cell, every molecule of your being until you disappear into the magnificent allness of it. For myself, I'm getting joy, and so I'm putting that on the table. Infinite joy. So I'm going to ask everyone, feel in and place it at the altar of your heart so that we may amplify it together. And I invite you to close your eyes. Turn off any phones. Allow yourself to simply rest and be in your own magnificent energy. And let us reflect back to you the love that is in you. And the love that is here as you and as all source creation. And let us open as one. I invite you to breathe into your heart, beloveds. And as you breathe into your heart, feel your heart connected with every heart of every person and being at this circle. From now through infinity, we are one. Breathe, breathe into your heart radiance. And allow yourself to breathe in and receive the abundance of love and grace and light here for you. Allow it to wash through you. Allow yourself the tears. Allow yourself to flow. Allow yourself to be loved.
Da fore brano un gagnaro blota e ota chama chao yo chi churoko e fere chama pa moi nyama bo mani monulu conaro ta e jo e nye a chanya nye nye o chi mira bore jo la man jo e isini chi nye ora e naite Gao lore re kao lore na karore na mara inye o iyo inye wa iyo. Dore barani waratia e o jo yo sa watai. Ho ho la wado ho e jure batai. Ao yamane atu lima e waweta, ye me tua yu la ir. Oho, yama we wair, o tina tare rare rui yo la we wu yu wair. Nka. O lo tira mai we tu raya stavir. Ai hu, iye me narada e ola we niñarara niñaror. aparatai tu ayu. Oh, lamana, yehi ninai, o daranai, rananai, o mabararai, o ya, e namuranai, o yanar. Aoi tano no rimaula ia paratai, nta maula wanai, o sau e tuia. O kora maruara na pe, tumi iwa wala maruara na ta. A tu shala ti na no ia me ia inia. Njoro kore ni warana imbando. Ya wala re don wara nen cha nyo nyma nge ma bor mor rae we lo yi o nge ma ra e ma pa bor ma ni mo nu lan de na 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 ingoro no ne ma no ye na na i sha lo mi gi nya ra e o tu ma ra re o ya ma cha e lo u na Agahale ini mano ani mano damarore marani nyoraita imo pura e gana holo morwana jae o inyana imo waro dia no la manana wera sai wera you inyanya wana ogore meja mabore ma o asata E varamaru ene ni varamalo ina nyomano aolo hawelo mai orolo ye ye ororina ya suyi mapu laia tayuta mandananai ogore masaji wa jema korori malawe nyono miana ya varama buruana na jorana marwana na nyieta afadure yolo hiana nore maoyo ho isa more ha ngioro marolo nina wera iwalo Jararo no e a hi o lae Inurarare no marwara e la hi o o Aduarare rorodi la we o o o Jara mandorai E vai o dai no ai Brere dai no o ilai o tae tae tu Ngora maruare ni mbei. O tandala tanaita. E la no taino. E inga. O na e na mo. Nye chanai lo pi. We ra de nyu alu. Ma va mo nye nyawa. E. Ya na na ya, oh daole di dani wa yo yo, jiwa nu me na, ya na ya na na ya, ewa na we na mare ma pa ni mare pe ni wa na mare no, ya ni wa na no wa ma bulu I wa ni mare ne ne ne. Ngore marware ne marware ne jalo lo ne marwara ne njer marwara ne marware ne ngene mara marwara de re na na nuara na e ore ni ni nyo ya na ir oro ra ro di na no ya ni pa we 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 u e a ye e e na we a hu e na wa ya ne na ya wo Ae wa ia I wola Tererera nua na ia O na I maer O ia ma vewe ta I Ui nua na I lana I E e ta I O o la I O ramadana wa na I Ay, 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 ay,
Esa base hoy mo en año.
was always, 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 breathe in the mother's hands and arms, the divine that unfolds you. Breathe in and receive. Allow yourself to be loved and carried. Breathe. And let go. Let go. Yesho purumare vanen korono inyimara fa inyo tiema tasha ito eta eta. Yeshwarare, 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 yes. Shupaya. And take a deep breath. And just let yourself be. The singing has stopped, but it is alive in you, and they are continuing the work. This is simply the beginning, my friends. There are so many beings of love who have come through, and they are at work. They are holding you in that sacred embrace. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this healing, for this circle, for the wholeness. We thank you for who you are and all that you are. Blessed be.
Powerful. So powerful. I feel that this has awakened a remembering and a return to sovereignty.
I can't wait to hear how you feel in the upcoming days and weeks. I'll be checking in on Facebook, because quite often with this work, they're working at a soul level. And so sometimes we feel things right away. Sometimes we go through the deep cleansing. And other times, it's months later, especially when the songs are sung specifically for you in private sessions. It unfolds. It's, you know, each one of us is here to be our beauty, to be our unique aspect of the absolute, and there is such support for us, but we don't feel it because we are here at the forefront, creating anew and carrying and clearing from many different parallel lives, dimensions, in a realm and in a world that is resistant to the light that we are wanting and to awaken within our own memory and be. So there's often this sense of hopelessness or a visible, like a vibrational invisibility, you know? And if this is how you feel, I want for you to just hear what I am saying, because you are seen, my friend. You are seen in so many ways. Let yourself rest in this. Connect with the sacred sites. Connect with Mother Earth. Give over, give up that which is not yours to carry. Allow yourself to return to the divine child that you are, the innocence and the incredible beauty. This is the invitation today in this work.
Yeah, I know for me, Danielle, there is a certain sense of power and strength that I feel right now. It's like a divine righteousness. So it's almost like an unwavering strength and a knowing that is being evoked within me right now. I can feel this in my being.
Mm.
When I said sovereignty, I really feel that there's something that has shifted in me that I'm truly now feeling myself, knowing myself as a sovereign being. It's very, very, it's a palpable feeling that I can feel within my being right now.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I wanted to give everyone the opportunity, Danielle, to understand how they can work more deeply with you, especially since you've shared your words cannot describe it. Your gift, your singing. I know it's coming through you, channeling this. You've been gifted with a blessed, blessed vocal cord. Just beautiful, beautiful sounds coming through you. Not just the sounds, of course, the vibrations and the frequencies that you have transmitted to the whole group, but just absolutely magnificent. And I know people are looking to find out how they can work more closely with you and experience more of what you've shared with them on the call today. So I'm going to share with people how they can look at your offer, okay?
Okay.
So everyone, if you are on the webinar page, then look at Danielle's photo. Beautiful eyes just smiling right at you. If you can bear to take your eyes off Danielle for a moment, then just put your mouse, your pointer on the special offer button. And that'll take you to her offer page, which is the True to Soul, Creating the New You. That's her offer that Danielle has created for the wisdom of the ancients, created this for you. And so if you'd like to follow along and you're not on the webinar page, you'll have to type in WOTAshow.com/Danielle, which is DANIELLE, and then the number 6, everything's lowercase. WOTAshow.com/Danielle6. And then you can follow along visually. And Danielle, beautiful, beautiful offer. Please take us through your options and let us know how people can work with you.
Well, there are two different options. The first one is a collection of 7 sacred transmissions from different places and a group call. And I'm really excited about the group call, because this is a sacred circle, but we're going to do it in small numbers. And I love this because it's this opportunity, as we did today in a greater circle, to come together in sacred circle to birth the new you. And so in that way, that's going to be a live event that we're going to do at the end of the month, probably on the Saturday 29th of June. And it'll be an opportunity for us to work in a small, intimate circle to really address your needs and to really give you a lot more personalized attention in how best to support you as you birth, as you stand at this cusp of what is wanting to be birthed through you. So we're going to go through some processes in that. I'm going to give you a really wonderful meditation to work with each day. And you'll have a recording of all of this, because as you listen to this and work with this, it's going to amplify. It's going to continue to develop and grow. There are some people that listen to these as a morning practice daily. So that's the first part of it's the group call of the sacred circle. And then there are 7 transmissions, and these transmissions are ones that you can work with. They are recorded live. So there's no editing I'm taking you with me into these sacred sites. One of them is in the vortices of Sedona. And I know, Ian, you were just recently there. And in the vortices of Sedona, which are phenomenal activators for change, comes the transmissions from the Alchemy of Fire. And that is an incredible series of transmissions that is bringing forth the alchemy of fire for you to work with, to keep feeding in what it is that you are wanting to clear, what you are wanting to purify, what you are wanting to transmute into gold. So you would work with those transmissions to do that. There's introductions with these as well to help you. The second sacred site that the recordings are coming from is Greece, and it is Aulid in the Winged Ones. So now we are talking with the divine winds of change to soothe and to lull and to nourish you during times of transformation. And that was recorded at a prehistoric Acropolis in Greece. The third place is one of my favorite places, and that is Monument Valley. And those are the songs of the ancients, the Anasazi that came through, as well as the stones themselves. They are the ancient ones. And those are songs of liberation. Those are songs of unity breath and working with the ancients who are here and very much active and here to support us in our own realignment with the wisdom and love. And I find those songs to be deeply comforting and nourishing. So that's the first offer, the option. I think it's $97. And yeah, there we go. And then the second option is all of that plus a 1-hour session, you and me, where we go to deep dive into your process and sing for you the specific codes that you, your heart, your soul are calling for. And in our private sessions, we're really working with your divine self. It's your divine self that's the healer. I'm the instrument, and it's how you use this. We truly have an opportunity when we go deeply to connect with essences of love within ourselves and gain great clarity. I guarantee that the experience of going into some of your pain and trauma in these sessions will bring about a profound sense of peace and cleansing, because we activate and work at a cellular and a molecular level as well as a soul level. So it's impacting everything. So that's our opportunity for us to sit down and honor you and work directly with you. And that is, I think the total is $197 for all of it.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, close, $199, but it's...
Oh, there we go.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. So in that private session, you will sing what is coming through for the individual's heart and soul, whatever they're most needing for healing or for transformation. Those sacred syllables and songs and sounds come through you.
Absolutely. And there's also a big part of this work is psychic surgery, which was what I was trained in. It's just that as opposed to going in with my hands, spirit started going through me and using these codes as a way to be able to access and to help you relinquish and release that in your energy field and in your body that no longer is aligned with your vision and where you are going. So a big part of our private session is really us looking at where you're at and how you created and lived what you lived and how best to now bless it with the power that you are. So this is really truly a sacred space of inviting you in to step in as your own healer. And we support you and give you the tools and give you the ways to do that and sing the codes to help you activate that self-healing into wholeness.
Beautiful. So can you speak a little bit more about the psychic surgery aspect of this? If are you working on past life trauma? Are you working on emotions? What are you working on with the psychic surgery, Danielle, with the sounds?
All of it.
Okay.
Everything is energy. I mean, there was somebody who was on the call, who was on Facebook recently and was realizing that a lot of her issues that she had, I said, feel in, are they yours or are they carried? And she was saying they're genealogical. And I said, awesome. So then we begin, in that example, we would be clearing it if she's in agreeance or if the person's in agreeance through the entire genealogical lineage. We call forth all the members of the family. We're working in all space and time. Anyone who is wanting to receive these activations within the lineage is receiving the opportunity to do so, be they in physical body or in spirit body, because there's no space and time. So the way psychic surgeries work is that we are working on an energetic level. So it doesn't matter if it is an issue that you're having that is physical, emotional, mental. All of it is energy, and it will store somewhere in your body or in your being. And so what we are doing is helping you to acknowledge the power within yourself, to gain clarity and awareness around how it came to be, the root of it, and then the release of it. And once that's released, then it is the calling in of the essence, as we did here. So it is literally alchemical work that we're doing. Because it's time. It's so time.
Yeah.
We've been carrying and we've been purging and cleansing, especially now. We're clearing from so many lifetimes. Good Lord,
yeah.
We're clearing so much. I speak for myself. We need help. So we need to open up and say, yeah, I'm ready. Call it in.
Mm-hmm. And of course, because this is recorded, we can download this. And if we know how, we can just extract the song portion of the session if we like, and just listen to that over and over and over again. In your favorite place, under a tree, with a beautiful view, on the beach, in the mountains, in the forest, wherever you might be, with your headphones, just listen to that beautiful, beautiful song that is healing all the while it is playing. So beautiful.
That's it, exactly, because this isn't something that's received. This is something, these are codes that are here for you to meet and to merge with. So you don't actually have to even, it's like be like a sponge and just allow yourself to absorb. And you can work with them in meditation. You can work with them as you go to sleep. It's so fun how creative you can get with the way that Source is providing activation for us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, beautiful. Thank you, Danielle, for that wonderful offer. And everyone, if you weren't able to look at that, you will get the email tonight. And then again over the weekend when we send the replay emails out, so that you can take a peek at that as well. Of course, it'll be posted on Facebook as well.
Yay.
There will be. Yay. So let's do this. I'd love to go to questions. People have been hanging on. I know we did that.
Oh, my goodness.
Process.
Okay.
Yeah. We did that process a little earlier than we were going to. But so this is going to be Toronto, Ontario. There's a couple of you from Toronto. So pay attention to the last four digits of your phone number. It's 5688, and you are live with Danielle.
Well, thank you so much, Ian and Danielle. It's been a great call. I've just been here enjoying the call. Really don't have questions per se. I do have things, physical issues like floaters in the eyes. I mean, that must mean that I'm not seeing clearly, but other things. But that's basically it. I'm enjoying the call.
What's your name?
My name is Derek.
Derek, hi, neighbor.
Oh, hi.
I'm in Ottawa right now. So,
oh,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, you're really close. You know, as you're talking about your eyes, I would invite you to just look in and just, you don't need to have the answer right now, but just start sitting with the question of what is it that I need to see that I'm unaware of?
Right.
What is it that I am ready to see?
Okay.
That is coming up. And even if something comes up right now, great, please share. But just know that there's something here for you to explore with your divine eyes.
Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure. It's lovely to have you on the call.
A wonderful call. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Derek.
Thank
much
you.
Love. Thanks for calling in. Okay, let's go to Beverly Hills, California. And by the way, star 2 to raise your hand. I know if you joined later, you might not know that, but star 2 to raise your hand. We'll also go to the web as well, take some questions off the web. But we're going to go to Beverly Hills, California, and the last four digits are 0710. 0710, you're on live with Daniel.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, what a beautiful call. I fell asleep.
Oh, perfect.
I woke up. I guess there was some beauty, just some healing to that. I'm just thinking, I feel like, well, I had my hand over my heart and I was asking all these questions. And I feel like my heart wants to talk. There's so many things going on. But I feel like whenever I think of certain things, there's this like electric current just going through and my whole body heats up and I don't know what's going on. Can you just see what comes up for you?
Let me ask you, so when you go into your heart and you ask questions, you have this electrical charge moving through your body?
When I think of certain things, well, when you were speaking, I had my hand on my heart, but it felt like at that point, it just felt more transparent. And there are times when I think of like things that are heavy, things that are stressful. And more so than ever, that's where I'm getting the feeling that the electrical currents are coming up.
Okay. So thank you for sharing that. And may I just ask, what's your first name?
Yvette.
Yvette. Thank you. Yvette, it's amazing how our body is wanting us to hear it in a different way. Often we don't give ourselves the space and time to sit and listen to what the body is saying. So you don't have to have that experience of the electrical sense because you know it already, right? The invitation I would ask you to take would be to feel into it. And if you do this right now, we can do it. We can just see what the first thing is that comes up. Can you feel in and into that memory of that? And just notice the energy. You called it an electric sense. Is there any other way you would describe it? Just stay with it and be open to it right now. Does it have a color? Does it have a movement?
It has a movement. And the movement is that this constriction, it's pulling in my stomach. It's pulling in my solar plexus area.
And ask it as you follow it down and ask it to speak to you.
Okay.
Ask it to show you what you need to see right now. Ask it if there was one word to describe it, an emotion perhaps, what would it say? What would it be?
I hear one word, though. I don't think it relates to an emotion. I think it's...
Don't think. Just say the word. Don't worry. You can't make a wrong. I'm sorry?
It says dream. Dream.
Dream. Okay.
Dream.
Mm-hmm. So you see what you're doing here is you're starting to talk with it. Ask it to give you a number.
17.
All right. Can you be willing right now to ask it, show me what I need to see from 17 years old?
Oh, okay. Show me what I need to see from 17 years
from
old.
From 17 years old.
Yes. I can't. I'm hearing what it's saying. I'm trying to relate.
Mm-hmm. So I understanding. Can some, yeah. Just
there was
with
some.
It.
Yes. Okay.
There was some. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
There was some upset or turmoil that was going on at 7. It says I'm trying to relate. I don't know.
That's okay.
If it's coming to me right now.
It's okay. this is a process. This is one of the processes that I do with people, and we go in deeply. Because what is occurring is that your body is letting you know that there's a trigger inside that it wants to diffuse. But in order for it to diffuse, it needs to give you messages. It needs to let you know where it's coming from and why it's coming. It needs for you to rewrite some stories in your life. And it's interesting because there's something at 17 that's wanting to be triggered, and perhaps here on a group call is not the time to look at it, but you've begun the conversation. Also knowing that dream is important, meaning that there is something perhaps within you that is wanting to be permitted to express and allow to be in a way that it hasn't before. A fullness that is wanting to be recognized and allowed to flourish. Does this resonate?
Yes.
And so, the invitation I would give you, Yvette, is to sit with us and continue the conversation.
Okay.
Know that I'm here. We can go deeper in private.
Yes.
But it's coming up because you're ready, sweetheart. You're so ready. And it's so often we vilify our body and our experiences, and we store all this pain inside. And even when we've done tremendous work on ourselves, and I know you're on this call because you have, there's still the energetic imprint that needs to be cleared. There's the energy of trauma that's held in our cells, and it takes time for it to be released because it needs to be lovingly met and blessed. Can you place your hands on your stomach right now and on your heart?
Okay.
And simply with the power of God, Creator, whatever words you want to use, with the power of love that I am, I bless the wisdom that is coming up now. With the power of love that I am, I embrace all that I am experiencing, and I am ready to listen and receive. And with the power of light that I am, I enlighten all of my body so that it may be released and returned from whence it came, and that in doing so, I remember that I am love, and that I am free, that I'm free, that I'm free. Does this help?
Yes. Your voice is so calming. Uh-huh. It's almost hypnotic.
Well, it's kind of hard to be coherent after a transmission, so I would invite you to just let yourself relax, sweetheart, because you're still getting worked on right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Beth.
Wow. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you.
Much love.
So beautiful. Thank you for your service. Let's go to, we're going to keep it in Canada. Well, we were in California, but Canada, we're going to go to.
Keep it in the seas, huh?
Yeah, Vancouver, BC. BC. And it's 1077 on the last four digits. 1077 from Vancouver. You're on live with Danielle.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
beautifully.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm fairly new to Vancouver. I was from Toronto a couple years ago. I was there for most of my life. And I've just been trying to get clarity on a career switch. And I feel that I'm supposed to be moving more towards business and my consulting again, but I still have a strong, very spiritual side. I that kind of had been developed over the last 10 years before that in Toronto. And I get confused and kind of stop myself and in my directions, and I'm just wondering what insights you might have for me.
Mm. It sounds like it's a lot of hard work, doesn't it?
It does.
What's your first name?
Christine.
Christine. Hi, Christine. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm honored.
Oh, so am I. It's so easy to lose ourselves, isn't it, with the infinite possibilities that the mind will pull us in different directions.
Uh-huh.
So let's start with a prayer, shall we?
Thank you.
Yeah, let's open it up. And as I was saying earlier, let's call in the divine. In the divine creation of all that is, my beloved soul, breathe in, Christine, to your beloved soul. Breathe. And into your beloved soul, I invite you to pray. Beloved soul, guide me to connect with the source of my inner power. Open the way for the divine design to manifest now. Let me see clearly the perfect path forward. Let me see clearly the divine plan. I am yours and you are mine. We are one. My sole desire is to express fully. Show me what I need to see and understand. Let me access a clear vision of my own divinity and power, that I may choose from my true joy, whatever is the truest joy, that I have the courage to walk towards this. I ask to understand how I may be blocking my own inner power, and show me the qualities of love that represent who I am in truth and how I can express these fully now in all that I do, all that I am, and all that I think. I am ready to surrender to the divine plan within me. I am listening, beloved. I'm yours. Amen.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Allow it to sit with you, Christine. Allow yourself to sit. When you start finding that you're spinning the mind, go into one word. Stillness. Focus on stillness. You're in Vancouver on a beautiful ocean. Focus on the water, the light on the water. Let that engage your mind. Will you move into stillness? It's when you give yourself spaciousness of presence that prayer is going to come through and be answered.
Thank you.
Much love.
Spend time at the water.
I think that sounds great.
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, sweetheart.
So let's switch over to the web callers, and they asked some questions here as well.
Wonderful.
So this is Susie from Goldendale. And Susie, she's saying, I've been on the verge of breaking through the deep negative conditioning of my long traumatic childhood for many years. Yet after all these years, I still feel afraid that I will not do it, that my fear and inaction will win, and I will just die with my gifts still unshared. Is there anything you can share with Susie about her comments today and her feelings?
Absolutely, Susie. Yes. If you're live online, I would love to have you answer this question. Whose thinking those thoughts. Are those thoughts coming from your heart, or are they coming from your mind?
Okay. Should we wait for her, or?
Well, I'm going to, you know, I'm thinking there's this quote that I really love. I think it's Annie Lamott who wrote it, going, "My mind is a bad neighborhood that I do not want to go into alone." And, you know, when you have lived through incredible trauma, especially as a young one, so much of that is stored in the cells. It's like many, many of us that went through this have a memory at times. And when that gets awoken, it is incredibly painful. And so it's sort of like this continual processing that is exhausting. And the mind begins to take you down the most vicious cycle of convincing you that you're not enough, you never will be, and you'll never get through it, because that is how it feeds. The fear feeds, and the fear needs to feed. And so that cycle of thought feeds the fear. And when you engage with it, when you begin to identify with it, then it sucks you in, and it becomes not only the way it feeds, but the way that you withhold love from yourself. And so I say this very personally as one who knows that story quite well, that when those stories are coming up, let them move through you. Don't judge. Don't hold back. If it's journaling, if it's dancing, if it is crying, it doesn't matter. Allow the emotions and the feelings to process through you. Seek support. Seek a safe, sacred container for the release. And know that you are not your mind. Know that all that you have done has brought you to this place. And in this place, you are actually releasing much more than you realize. In fact, I will tell you this, that fear is at its most vicious, strongest in the self, in the negative self-talk, when you are that close to breakthrough, because it knows. It knows it won't be able to feed on you for much longer. It's like what we're at right now. We're really at the apex of our cultural, our societal a sense of separation, aren't we? And that's because it's dying. So your fear is in the death throes, so it's throwing everything at you.
Yeah.
I would say that as you process and as you open up to receiving and pulling in more of your truth through divine communion, through presence, right, as we were talking about it, through being in your heart, don't feed the fear, because it's going to rage and scream like a two-year-old who's had too much candy the day after Halloween. It's going to go bananas. Let it do what it's doing. Don't engage. I hope this helps.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Well, Danielle, I'm going to just ask if there's anything you'd like to share or finish with as we start to wrap this up. Any, there's any activation or any words that are coming through or anything that you want to channel or share with the community. I'll let you do that now.
Thank you. I want to say that it has been such an honor and a pleasure to be with everyone at this circle, at this table together, and that we're all learning together. We've never done what we're doing right now, which is completely dissolving a way of living that is thousands of years old. And so we're all embarking on this process into the great unknown of what it is to be true to ourselves, what it is to be our fullest expression of self. We're all learning together. And I just want to thank you for being on this journey, because I know that the inner journey that it requires is a terribly alone feeling one often, because you're out of step with the world that is still engaged in the old way of being, because you're here committed to birthing and being birthed as something new. And it's like we're in the womb and we're being birthed, and we don't know what the outside world is like. We don't know what the new is going to be like, but I do know that it will be all of the qualities that you have inherent in you and that are inherent in me. And so I want to thank you. I want to thank you for being here and for all the times that you felt like giving up. I mean, good Lord, I can't count how many times I've wanted to give up. I'm like, take me, I'm done. And I'm still here. So I want to thank you for still being here. And I want you to know that the single most effective way to change this world is to allow yourself to be all that you are. And don't judge yourself. Don't judge your past and who you were and what you did. You're here right now. I'm here right now. And we're riding the biggest waves, and you're at the forefront. So thank you. We're doing this together.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Danielle. Thank you, Danielle. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been so beautiful. Thank you. It's been so
thank
beautiful.
You. Yeah.
So beautiful.
We started with thank you. We end with thank you. I love it.
Yeah. Deep, deep gratitude. Deep, deep gratitude. People are writing in, thank you, profound, powerful, connected, crying, beautiful, electric feelings in my body.
That sounds
really
fun.
Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. Well, Danielle, so incredible to have you on Wisdom of the Ancients. And
thank you.
Just sharing you with all these beautiful shining lights who have shown up here in spirit, listening to you. And I know you've made a difference. Your sharing, your sacred song was transformational, really, really beautiful. I know that we're all going to experience profound and healing as the days go by. And I think that there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be signing up to work with you personally. So everyone, I'm going to speak to you now. If you're feeling the resonance, if you heard Danielle's sacred song, if you've been listening to Danielle, if you've been guided to work with her, then I encourage you to do that. She's such a beautiful, beautiful soul. And you could have those audios as MP3s to listen to again and again if you want to go that way, or if you're really feeling called to work with her in private and having your own sacred song sung to you, as well as psychic surgery performed in such a beautiful, beautiful, tender, nurturing way, then her offer is available. Of course, we're going to keep it up for a while. So I encourage you to take a look at that to see if you're guided to work more deeply with Danielle. So again, thank you, Danielle. So wonderful having you on the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yay!
Yay! All right, everyone. That's it for today. Thank you, beautiful souls, for being here.
And we thank
divine. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you, thank you. Much love to you all. Bye now. Namaste.